I believe that people who have a idea of something being permanent in their life forever or having people forever, I feel like that's an unhealthy attachment. And I've been teaching myself over the years when it comes to people, whether it's friendship, in business or romantic, it's better to not look at them as permanent. It's better to not look at them as person is going to be like this forever, or I'm going to have this type of access to this person forever. Because when you do this setup properly and in a healthy way, in a realistic, logical way, your brain, your emotions, and your spirit is already prepared for changes. You know what I'm saying? Nothing is permanent. Like, I don't have a sense of, because I gave birth to two children, they'll be with me forever. Like, I know there's going to be an end. I don't know what that end is going to be. I don't know if I'm going to leave them first or they're going to leave me first. Like, I can't predict life like that. All that I can do is make sure I'm doing my best, I'm taking care of myself, and I'm taking care of them, and I'm protecting them in the process so they can live long, right? And I'm hoping that I teach them what I need to teach them so they can make sure they live long, so they're safe when I'm not around. And when it comes to people, like, when you start a job because you have fun at that job or you like the people at that job, you might feel like, I'm going to work here till this time, I'm going to work here till that time. Really, you don't get a say in how long you're going to work at a job. Depending on what that company wants to do, are you a fit? Do you still fit in here? Do we still want you here? That's who decides, not you, right? And I feel like a lot of times when it comes to relationships with people, this false idea of forever or permanency in someone's life or space, it leaves room for people to not appreciate the current effort, to not appreciate the daily effort that it takes to get up and show up for another person when they really don't want to. A lot of people may get into a relationship, start it a certain way, and then months later, years later into the relationship, they stop doing certain things they used to do, right? And when you start pulling back of what got you to that point, on things you used to do, effort you used to show, appreciation you used to give, why would you think this person is supposed to show up for you the same? This person is supposed to care the same. Time is a false measurement of value and effort. And I think when people think people will be with them forever, or they're not going to leave, or they things won't change, or the friendship is going to be like this forever, they discount the value of putting in more effort, the value of the little things. They disregard ways that they can be better. They disregard people's feelings and what they might want in their life, or how they might want someone to show up for them. And I try to be mindful of, okay, in the past month, did I call this person? Did I check in on this person? Did I show up for this person? Did I show that this person was appreciated? In the past 3 months, did I show that this person was appreciated? Even like family members, like, do you only call your family when you have a problem? Do you only call your family when you need something? Do you only call your family when you want to gossip? Do you ever call your family to see what's going on with them in a good way? Do you ever call your family to share good news? Do you ever call someone just to talk? And a lot of people don't, because a lot of things that need to be talked about doesn't get talked about. A lot of elephants are sitting in a room, comfortable sitting in the room, because everybody's avoiding what needs to be said, what needs to be discussed, what deserves answers. And I feel like if you walk around life with a sense of permanency on people, you devalue how you can show up for that person and how that person can be a better individual. And I need people to get out of this sense of permanency when it comes to people and things, because I feel like that's what gives us the most anxiety, is the fact that we thought something was going to be forever. We thought something was not going to change, and we don't mentally, emotionally, or spiritually prepare for things to change. Prepare for someone to not deal with you in the same way. And then all of a sudden you become a victim. But in reality, you're not a victim, because someone is changing or a circumstance is changing. In reality, you never protected your thoughts. You never protected your feelings, because people are allowed to change. People are allowed to want something different. How people value you is if people take the time to come talk to you about things changing before they change. How you deal with people and how you respect or disrespect people would probably determine if someone was like, fuck it, I'm not explaining to them what's going to happen in a week. Fuck it, I'm not explaining to them that I'm moving next week or next month. The way that they acted just tells me, like, they don't need to know. Like, I thought this person was going to be mature about, you know, the whole situation, but they're not. So there's no reason to discuss or try to prepare them for what's about to go down. Because the reality is, nothing is forever. Nothing is forever. You can write in permanent marker an autograph, and I guarantee you, through life phases of sunlight, time, and chemicals on that paper or that object, it's going to fade over time if it's not properly protected. And that's what I'm talking about. Like, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, protect yourself by understanding people are not meant for keeps. Relationships are not meant to stay the same over a period of time. If the effort changes, or if the respect changes, or if the appreciation changes. And when we look at it like that, we'll loosen our grip. We will loosen our grip on how we think people should show up for us. We will loosen our grip on entitlement that we have with people and positions. And we will start to check ourselves. Like, other people have needs too. Other people have wants too. Other people have other goals. And if we don't leave room for people to express that or tell us or show up for us in a certain way, to make that communicated, then who's the problem? You know what I'm saying? Like, I like to treat people good, and I like to be honest with people during the relationship. I'm not somebody that's going to wait until you're sick to tell you how I care about you or how I value you. And I've talked about this before, like when my uncle was sick and he had stage 4 brain cancer, of course I was sad. Of course I was upset. Of course I was grieving. But when he passed, I didn't feel as heavy, because one, I knew that he was in pain too. I knew that for once, this man would be able to relax and not take on other people's burdens and problems and put them on a credit card and people just leave him struggling with that debt. But all he wanted to do was fix people's problems around him if he had the ability to fix it or do something for someone else. I would randomly call him on a Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Maybe I was on my break at work. Maybe I was leaving school and I was just like, Ron, I love you and I appreciate you. And if people don't call you and tell you that you are appreciated and you are loved, then shame on them. But I just wanted you to know that. And he was like, thank you. And that would. I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam. And it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts and we talk, we critique, we give feedback, we support each other, and that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me. Hence, Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Or let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts. Whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Page We On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right With Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right. Be the call. You know what I'm saying? And I wish more people would do that. I wish more people would take that time, whether it's 5 minutes, whether it's a 2-minute call, and just call a person, show up for a person who's constantly showing up for you, constantly coming through for you. And it doesn't have to be monetary. It could be, you know, days when I don't feel like it and you come over, I appreciate that. Or whenever I have emergencies, you always pick up for me. Or whenever I need to talk late night, I know you're tired, you always sit on the phone and you talk to me. Or I just love how you show up for your people, friends, family. And be mindful of givers. Be mindful of people who have the heart to give constantly, because that's a heavy thing to carry, where you want to help everybody, but you cannot help everybody. I don't care how much money you make. I don't care how much free time you have. You are one person, okay? And sometimes that person that has always come through for you, you have to give them a break. And sometimes that person who you know is able more than you, sometimes you have to find another way. Sometimes you have to try something different. sometimes you could call them, but you need to find another option. You need to really try something different this time, because a lot of people walk around here with a big heart. They don't know how to say no, and they don't know how to take care of themselves, but they know how to take care of other people, right? And they say yes in times where they need to say no, and they do things that put them more in a hole emotionally and sometimes financially that they don't need to be doing. And we have to stop taking advantage of quote-unquote good people in our lives and give those good people appreciation and give those good people a break. And if there's ways that we're maneuvering in life where we always have to ask somebody else to do something for them, for you, stop. Stop. I think the most appreciated and greatest way to show somebody that you love them and you appreciate them, who have always shown up for you in times of need, is show them good change. Show them how you put yourself in a position to not have to call them and ask them to do certain things. You know, if you're a sibling and, you know, you usually get a flat tire on the side of the road, or your car needs a jump, and there's only one person in your life that you always call for those problems, I promise you that person would appreciate you learning how to change your own tire. I promise you that person would appreciate the fact that you went out when you got paid sometime this month and you bought your own jumper cables, so you didn't have to call them at 3 a.m. in the morning so they could bring you jumper cables so you could jump your car. You know what I'm saying? Be self-sufficient for other people in your life so they can relax a little. Learning how to be self-aware so a person doesn't feel like they have to cut out time to go do this for you or go do that for you. Stop being so dependent on people just because they're willing. Nobody's permanent in your life. So if you have good people in your life, show them consistently that you appreciate them being good. If you have loving people in your life, show them consistently that you appreciate them being loving. Stop waiting for their birthday. Stop waiting for Valentine's Day. Stop waiting for your anniversary. Stop waiting for, you know, when you make time. Make the time. Make the time. Just like you make an alarm to make sure you get to work on time, make the time. Nobody is permanent. Nothing is permanent here. Unfortunately, all those people who had homes and businesses in LA, and those fires just spread like it's nothing. People 93 years old live in that house for 45 years. She Gets It Pod will be right back after this message. It's summertime. Everyone is out and about. You're supposed to be happy, but that returning feeling is back. You don't feel in the mood for fun, you're missing people, and because you don't want to be a buzzkill, you're quiet about it. That's okay, but some of us just need more help than others. When you're looking for someone to understand what you're going through, it might not be your friends or your family that understands you. Some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online. When you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak with someone to be heard, because we all have things that we are carrying that are a bit heavier than the next person's. So if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone to talk to who can give you tools to work through your thoughts and your feelings, try our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month. Stop worrying and get the help you need today. Now back to our show. It's all right. Paid the house off. All the memories in the house, all the art in the house, all the cars burnt the fuck up. Like, they have nothing. They have nothing. They just have their thoughts. They will, until a certain point, remember that life in those homes, in those businesses. And that's a heavy thing to carry. But that's a constant reminder that nothing is permanent. When you live in America, you really don't own shit. You don't, there's nothing for keeps here. Everything is temporary. It sounds really negative, but it's logical. It's logical. It's a logical way of looking at things in life. Like, appreciate what you have when you have it, because there's going to become a time when you don't have it. Just like money. Like, eventually, yes, we would all like to consistently be growing financially, right? But a lot of us have times in the year where we have the money, where things are easy, we don't care about bills coming in, and then we go through times where shit is kind of tight. I am worried about next month. I am worried about, yeah, I did get through this month, but I don't know how I got through this month. Everything is tedious for a lot of people. Everything is very much calculated down to the cent for a lot of people. There's a lot of working poor people. And working poor people means most of the money that you're making when you go to work is going to how you live. It's not going to the forwardness of how you want to live. There's a lot of people in their 20s and their 30s and 40s without any savings, trying to keep up, trying to maintain that house, trying to maintain the cars, trying to maintain the utilities in the home, trying to maintain the fact that they want their kid to go to a certain school, trying to maintain whenever kids need stuff for school, having the money, having the means. I don't want my kid to not go on a field trip, so maybe I might not have dinner one night this week so I could give them the money for a field trip. Like, there's a lot of people going through that. And even people without kids, you pay more in taxes. So yes, maybe salary-wise, it looks like you get paid more, but most of the government is taking your shit because you have no dependents. And there's a lot of people who use the flip side of that, where they see that they will have more money and more ways of getting through life if they had more kids. And so you have people in certain states having more kids because the government will give them more money for food, more cash each month for each kid. Like, there's always going to be people who want to work a system. We just have to be smart about the life that we're living, how we're showing up. Nothing is permanent. So stop walking around here feeling like, oh, I'll get to a point where I finally start taking this person seriously like I used to. Start spending the time like I used to. Start, I'm going to get to a point where my relationship with my kid is going to be better. Do it now. Having a good relationship with your kid is not always about money. It's not always about money. All I'm saying is, if you knew...
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You wouldn't have the position that you're in forever. If you knew you wouldn't have the person that you have forever, I feel like the appreciation would be more intentional. The effort would be more intentional. the understanding and the patience and the grace that you give people would be easier to give. Because you do not have to be with anyone. People do not have to be around you. People do not have to put up with you. People do not have to help you. We all came in this world through someone. But we don't have to have someone. We don't have to. That person is not obligated to us forever. Okay? So respect time. Respect people. And respect the fact that nothing is permanent. Thank you so much for checking out this episode. My name is Shan. This is She Gets a Pod. And this is where I tell you things that we often forget. I remind you how to pause a little bit and realize some shit that's actual facts. Like, putting forever in your your marriage proposal, putting forever in your vows, putting forever in your contract. There's always a way to go. There's always a way to leave. And there's always a way for something to end. Just appreciate it when you have it. Do your best when it's your turn. That's it. Bye.